Philip Martin, thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm really happy to be here.
So with the news of Bill Paxton's death, I'd like to explore a film set in Arkansas that's often been called underappreciated by critics and forgotten. That's yeah. One False Move, which I understand was made in 1992, and it's a crime thriller. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. It's a really interesting movie. It's really one of the best movies of 1992, certainly. And I think that you could make a case, if someone were to go back and write a history of movies of the 90s, it's a very important movie.
Can you tell me a little bit about how this movie came about and what it was about?
Well, it was a project that started with Billy Bob Thornton and Tom Epperson, who were writing partners, and they're both from Malvern, Arkansas. And they wrote this script together, and they got together basically with some of their friends. Carl Franklin was an actor who had done a little bit of directing. I don't know what their connection was with Bill Paxton, but obviously he was probably the best known of their friends. I mean, he's the lead actor in this. So they get these people together, they make a movie, and there was originally going to be a direct-to-video movie. It was financed by IRS, which was a record company, which was the original record company for the Police and for REM. So if you're familiar with 80s independent music, you will know this, you know, this label, IRS. They made the movie for very little money. I have no idea what the budget was, but I'm sure that it was, by today's standards, would probably be a couple of million dollars. So whatever that translates back into 1992, shot it in their friends' apartments in LA and here in Arkansas in Cotton Plant in Star City. And they came up with this nice little thriller. Some people saw it. Some critics saw it. That encouraged IRS to actually release it theatrically and not go straight to video with it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the basic plot?
It's a really dark crime story in that you have Billy Bob, his girlfriend, who's played by Cinda Williams, and Michael Beach, who is a intellectual serial killer named Pluto. They go to this apartment in Los Angeles at the beginning of the movie and to rip these people off from their drugs and their money. They don't get the drugs and the money at that apartment. These people lead them to another apartment. And what really happens is everybody gets killed in both of those apartments. Billy Bob, Cinda Williams, and Michael Beach all go on the road. And they're headed for Star City, Arkansas. That's their eventual landing spot. The police in L.A. find out about it. Quickly identify these people, alert the Star City Police Chief, Dale Hurricane Dixon, who is played by Bill Paxton. And Bill Paxton is just really ready to go. He really wants this big case. He hasn't fired his gun in 6 years. He's ready to be in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. That's the setup.
Right. What do you think happened to the film? So you said it was supposed to go directly from video, but and then it went to theaters because the critics said it was good enough too. And even then you had Siskel and Ebert. One of them said it was his favorite film of the year in 1992.
Gene Siskel. Yeah, I think Gene Siskel's favorite movie of the year. I just don't know that it got that big a distribution. I really don't know. I think it played theatrically just about everywhere. I think it played theatrically here, but it didn't connect with audiences the way it did with critics. It's one of those things that they didn't have an advertising budget, and it's one of those films that's hung around and sort of has grown, the reputation has grown over the years.
Mm-hmm. And Arkansans are often very proud when they get to be part of the movie scene. Can you talk a little bit about what this might mean in the context, the historical context of the state? And also, if you know any little known facts that Arkansans would really find interesting about One False Move.
I really bet if you go back to talk to people in Star City and Cotton Plant that they'll remember everything about it. There's probably, you know, townspeople who were in it. It's one of those films that you don't hear people talk about very much until you find people who've seen it, and people who've seen it really love it. Or maybe they're really repulsed by it, but it's a very memorable film. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting film in that it takes a very naturalistic sort of approach to life in the South, life in rural Arkansas. I would kind of say it plays up to a little bit to the stereotypes, to the expectations of the audience, in that you've got this sheriff who's kind of a loudmouth, and he's kind of like, and he knows his people, he knows the town. Like, there's a scene in there where he answers a domestic violence call, and the detectives from L.A. pull their guns and everything, and they're like ready to go. And he just says, "Guys, stay here. Let me handle this." And he goes and talks to the guy who's got the axe, and his wife is talking to him through the window, and he like gets everybody calmed down. He says, "Go put the axe up. Apologize to her. She'll let you back in." So there's little touches like that. It's a film that honors this guy. I mean, Paxton's character ends up being the hero of the piece. I mean, even though he's at first played off as kind of a joke.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Philip Martin. I appreciate it. Any closing thoughts? Anything I haven't let you say?
No, you've let me say everything, and probably too much. But thanks for the opportunity, because like I said, this is a One False Move is a film that I think that most people who aren't offended by, you know, violent movies would like, because it's got some heart, and it's got some, you know, integrity. It's not a cruel movie. It's a movie about human beings who are bad people, but human beings nevertheless.